The Late Debate with Katie Hannan on RTE Radio 1.
And you're welcome back. And the discussion was continuing here while we were off air. Obviously, if this conundrum cannot be, the circle cannot be squared, the square cannot be circled, we will end up possibly facing another election. Ellen, likelihood, I see another election looks probable, says Dennis and Mallow, in order to get a stronger mandate for either of the three big parties. Even saying that now, the three big parties.
Yeah.
What odds would you put on us being back on the streets?
I think listening to John quite high, because if the left-wing government doesn't work out and Sinn Féin needs to talk to Fianna Fáil, the only way that Fianna Fáil could justify that would be in the national interest. And as we've just heard, there is very little electoral capital for Fianna Fáil in the national interest if the confidence and supply hangover is to be judged on. I think that one of the really interesting things that emerged in this election, particularly from young people, was this kind of organic vote left, transfer left movement, which dominated Instagram, which is kind of where normal people exist online rather than Twitter, on the day of the election. And I think that if you have a second election, a lot of those people would lose out. There was a lot of left-wing candidates who got in, and when young people were using that kind of hashtag vote left, transfer left, they were literally putting their first five preferences down. Didn't see Labour in it a lot, but I saw everything from...
Were the Social Democrats in it?
The Social Democrats were. Social Democrats all the way to People Before Profit. Young people who were voting for Sinn Féin just seemed to want to get left-wing politicians in no matter what. But if you had two Sinn Féin candidates in a constituency where they'd only run one this time round, those people could lose out.
Yeah, I mean,
just
it would
as
be
equally, it could be Fianna Fáil TDs losing out if you look at some of the different constituencies, and they are under particular pressure in a number of constituencies.
Yeah, what would your sense be if?
Well, I mean, for example, in Dublin Bay North, the fifth seat was taken by Fianna Fáil, and if there was a change in the arithmetic in the next election, it could well be Fianna Fáil losing out. Could be.
But they could come up with a strategy. They were prepared for what happened.
No, they could.
They were wrongsided by it, and
they could
use the Irish expression. Near a dua on them, this wind just blew up and just blew them all away. I think that, if you look at 1981 and 1982, and you're going back a long time, and there are parties that were going into government, but you saw support kind of seesawing from one side to the other, and there'd be also a sympathy factor as well. So to say that if there's an election in 6 months, that it will automatically mean that Sinn Féin will increase their seats, I think there's a strong likelihood that will happen, but I think that both of the other big parties will have strategies to see if they can counteract.
I don't think there will be an election, okay? I think, look, this is the first day after the results have come out. Formation of government is complex given the numbers, given the breakdown, and politicians need time and space. None of the parliamentary parties, with the exception of the Greens, have met yet. Okay, I don't think we would be forgiven by the public if another general election was caused. Certainly that will weigh heavily on the mind of everybody who wants to participate in this and to form a government. And there are other factors at play too. So I think we're getting way ahead of ourselves. It's tantalising and titillating to think about another election. That would be unforgivable. There's 160 seats.
You think no matter what, we have to make it work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's a very important year as well. I mean, I know 1% of the electorate thought it of consequence, but you know, Brexit is not that far away, and we have a lot of work to do on that. And although the existing government continues,
I can hear people out there
in the negotiations.
Given that scenario, that's coming out as like a train.
Yeah.
And the idea that you're sitting back on, so go on, you've made your bed now, parties of the left. Should you not be actively spending every minute of every day trying to piece something together?
Katie Fine Gael lost the election. We have been reduced from originally 50 seats in 2016 to 35. And we are now in third place. And there's two...
But it's not like you're 20 seats behind.
The election is over.
But it's not like you're 20 seats behind
the
other parties.
The election is over. And yeah, you know well, and I'm tired, and the listeners are tired listening to it. We know, they know, that Fianna Fáil have a responsibility here. You're the largest party. Your leader should not have waited.
Is it not the case that every party
until tomorrow or Friday to actually pick up the phone and ring Mary Lou and have the conversation?
Can I just say to you,
the co-leaders of the Sock Dems or Brendan Howland?
We were told day in, day out during that campaign, that if Sinn Féin gets into government, it will be a disaster for this country. If Fine Gael, if you and your colleagues in Fine Gael really believe that,
Katie,
and your response at this point,
Katie,
is to stand
offered.
Back and
we,
let
we're
that
not,
happen.
Sorry, excuse me. We offered to go into government with Fianna Fáil in 2016. We have again offered to go into government with Fianna Fáil if necessary. So I don't see where, you know, Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael are not on the pitch here. This is a conversation that is the responsibility of the largest party, and that party is Fianna Fáil. We don't want that to be the case, but that's the reality of the election. And those are the terms and conditions that the people put before us.
Well, I wouldn't share that narrative. And
it's not a narrative, it's a fact.
Well, I mean, there's like five seats, you know, between us. It's not like you're down to 10. Micheál Martin will exercise that responsibility over the coming days and won't be found wanting in that.
Very quickly, I've got about a minute left. Party leaders, Leo Varadkar, this was the worst since, as we were keep being told, since 1948, I think, coming in with less in percentage terms than what Michael Noonan got in 2002 and was gone by the morning.
Mm. Well, a very strange set of circumstances, in fairness, and there's not really any comparative with the turn with the issues of the 1980s or 1990s. But Leo is leader, wants to continue in his leadership of the party. There is a process in terms of us going into opposition or indeed us going into government that is a vote of confidence in his leadership or in the leadership.
When will that happen?
At the parliamentary party. It must occur within, I think it's 60 days of the election. But there's a huge amount of talking and conversations to be had before that.
Do you think that, and I literally only have seconds now, but do you think there's a great enthusiasm within Fine Gael for Leo Varadkar to continue to lead the party?
I believe there is, yes.
There isn't on the street.
And what about the feeling in Fianna Fáil about Micheál Martin's?
No, his position is rock solid.
Because there's nobody else?
No, his position is rock solid because of his record since he assumed the leadership in 2011 and where he's brought the party from.
Cian, are you sticking with the two co-leaders?
Well, it was a very successful election for Social Democrats. We tripled our seats, got our first seat in Cork, so...
I'm not suggesting that you would turf out Roisin and Catherine, but I'm saying the idea of keeping the two.
Well, that will be looked at some point, but that's not a priority for us right now.
Okay. I'm told I have to go to my last break, so we'll do that now.
Email latedebate@rte.ie.